Fine, I zip up, I go to flush and everything, and I go to grab the remote. And I don't think I had flushed yet, but that makes it worse. So I had not flushed yet. So I'm going to grab the remote, flush, and then leave. Well, for whatever reason, I don't get a good hold on the remote, and the remote falls into the urinal and falls into that little hole, the tiny little hole in the urinal. And I have not flushed it yet. So I'm like, I've got a dilemma here. I'm like, I need to get this clicker out, but if I flush it, I'm afraid I might flush the clicker down because I don't know, like, or further, you know, push it further back into the urinal. And there's piss in there. So I'm just like, you know what? I've already shoveled poop. So, I mean, you know, I mean, pee's not going to hurt me, whatever. Right. So I reach my hand. Well, the problem is that the hole is not very large.
Right.
So I have to, like, do that little fisting hand, you know, where you kind of like make your hand really small. God.
Did you call Big Fatty? Because I hear he has some experience in that area.
No, I didn't. Maybe I should have.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So I'm just like, you know what? I've already shoveled poop.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1076 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 13th of March, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I've got a list today. Big Fatty, you are prepared, or at least you've got a list. Hello, something. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. You fooled us. You're just totally not prepared, but you've got a list. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. I have to say, Sunday night, I did not sleep worth a damn. And then, of course, Monday morning when I woke up, it was dark, y'all. It was dark because of that daylight saving time, which, y'all, I can't stand. Can't stand it. Oh, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. And my back started bothering me again. It was not the severe pain, but it was uncomfortable. And so, y'all, I'm still not over all this. I would say I'm at about 85 to 90%. That's a lot better than it has been. That's what I've got to say. But y'all got lots done at the coal mine today. And there you have it. And now I'm back in the fat cave. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, I meant to tell you this little cassette recorder that does the MP3s from the cassettes. Y'all, it came with a set of headphones. You know, they go around the back of your head. I think they're called behind the head. Big Fatty, what a novel name. And y'all, they were complimentary as part of that. And so I'm using them, as I do the little show rather than my earbuds that I have used in the past from the cellular telephonic, device. So, anyway, y'all, other thing I forgot to mention to you about the weekend's activities, y'all. Since I bought the new clothes and all that kind of stuff, y'all, I had decided, okay, I've got to get rid of some of this old stuff. It's just stuff that I don't wear and haven't worn in forever. And I also said, well, you know, if I've got anything that is above a 36 waist, I'm going to get rid of it. So y'all, I've put together several big bags to take to the Goodwill, and y'all, there must have been probably a dozen pairs of pants, and I think there were a couple of dozen shirts, and about half a dozen pairs of shoes that I just decided it was just time, y'all. It was just time. And, y'all, I probably could have gotten rid of twice as much, but, you know, you got to take it small steps, Big Freddy. Yes, Big Freddy, small baby steps. And so anyway, I'll when I finish recording the little show, I am gonna carry that down to the Ford Explosion, and I'm going to take that to the Goodwill. On my way to the Kohl's to use my Kohl's cash. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. Now, y'all, I have got I've got an assistant. Provides me with the celebrations of exiting the birth canal each week. And y'all, the assistant had no one on the list for this week. And y'all, so if there are exitings that I am not aware of, my assistant is not aware of them either. And so you'll need to get those to Big Fatty so that he can celebrate your vaginal deposit. Big Fatty, please! That is vulgar. So anyway, y'all, speaking of Hat M, y'all, I got the strangest e-letter from him. And y'all, but you know, he thinks that it's novel. But y'all, this email, if I've gotten one of these, I have gotten hundreds of them. Because y'all, it's just the way things are when you're an international internet celebrity. And what's happened, and y'all, I'm sure this will be well documented over at the Lodge, y'all, because you know that Kim Beaver. Y'all, she has ways of making these making things come to life. She has you talk about a research staff, y'all. She has ways of capturing photos when no cameras were around. Big Fatty. But y'all, anyway, that Hat M writes to me, and he says, "Big Freddy, I had a dream about you last night." Now, y'all, this has happened many times before. People dream of being in Big Fatty's presence, y'all. In fact, I believe the Vonge, yo, hey, yo, once had a dream of Big Fatty, and the Vonge sat on Big Fatty's huge testicles. Big Fatty, please. And it says, "We were both traveling together on a train in a special private wagon, and there might have been some inappropriate touching and some bathing and showering." Big Fatty, you and Hat M are showering and bathing together. That's bathing with Hat M. That is just lovely. So, anyway, he goes on to say, after that, we went to a motel to investigate a crime, and there was some cats searching and running after and catching, too. Y'all, you know, there has to be, you know, as in most dreams, there's inappropriate touching, there's bathing, and then there's chasing pussy. Ready, please. Anyway, it says, "I guess the pussy was the representation of Miss Bacon, or maybe Poodle McNoodle." Big Freddy, it had nothing to do with me. I am innocent as the driven snow. Thinking of it, it sounds like a horrific Sherlock and Watson nightmare tale. Maybe the dream department at the Live It Up or the Dubious Intent Plus could explain it, but I'd rather not think of the results coming out of it. Big Freddy, don't talk about results coming out of it. It's just vulgar. It's just scary. Y'all, I'm sure there'll be pictures. I'm sure there'll be pictures. And, you know, what do you call it? What do you call that? The Lodge. Oh, and the Dubious Intent Plus. You know, I don't know if you know that Daniel. Beaver, yeah, he does analyze dreams. And perhaps he will have an analysis of this, except he's unsubscribed, so he'll never hear this. And, you know, Live It Up is dead, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. But it's just dead as a doornail. Dead as, in fact, I heard that over on the Dubious Intent Plus, because it was just dead as a doornail. It's just this, yes, Big Freddy, it's just dead as a doornail. Just dead as a doornail. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought we'd go over here to the spot in Big Fatty since we got the new contest going. You know how it is. As Miss Bacon explained on yesterday's little show, y'all, you take a picture of something in your area. Big Fatty, I don't want pictures of anybody's area. And, put Big Fatty's head on it and post it over there at the spot in Big Fatty. Or you send it to Miss Bacon at that special e-letter address she did. Y'all, let's go over here and see if we've got any entries yet. Miss Bacon said she was going to put her entry in. But y'all, it wasn't there. It just wasn't there. Y'all hadn't got the first entry over there. Now, I know there have been entries. I know there have been entries, but I don't see them. Evidently there's some delay with the suits over at the spot in Big Fatty. Y'all, may perhaps they have to be approved or something, but y'all, evidently that Kim has submitted a picture, and rumor has it that Guru Nudie from Tampa has also submitted a picture. And y'all, from what I understand, there will be additional instructions coming later this week. So y'all, get excited, get involved. Yes, Big Freddy, it's lovely. Now, y'all, as I mentioned on yesterday's little show, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box over the weekend, and y'all, there was not one, not two, but three cards there, y'all, and y'all, I am going to open them right now. Y'all, the first one is from that Hat M. Big Freddy, everything's about that Hat M today. Y'all, there are instructions on the back. It says, please play the Crema background music when opening this card. Thanks. Okay, well, y'all, I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to play the Crema background music. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie. All right, y'all. Well, here we go. We're going to open the card now. Y'all, it's in a red envelope. And let's just see what it is. All right, we got it here. Yes, Big Freddy, open it up. Thank you for calling. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, in here is a little, it's a little kitty cat. Y'all, speaking of kitty cats, y'all, I think we know why he was dreaming about chasing the pussy, y'all. It's a picture of a kitty cat on the front of a little car. The car's probably 2 inches square. And the kitty cat is around the little flowers. And there's butterflies. And it says on the outside, Dear Big Fatty. And you open it up and it says, Ah! Y'all, it's kitty cats out in the garden. And y'all, there's a kitty cat walking around behind the watering can. And the kitty cat's got Big Fatty's head on it. Big Fatty! Y'all, it's a pop-up. That's just as cute as it can be. And it says, Merry Crema. And it says, Big Fatty, Merry Crema and Happy March. Hope you get better. I mean your chickens. The show will never get better. Big Freddy, he's got you nailed. XOXO Hat M. Y'all, that is lovely. And Hat M, that just makes me so very happy. Thank you for calling. Y'all, much like Hat M, y'all, if you would like some music requested to be played when your card is open, please don't hesitate to ask Big Fatty. Y'all, our next one is from that Moose P, but y'all, it says on the back, it says St. Patrick's Day. So y'all, that's not till Saturday. You know what? I think I'm going to wait and I'm going to open that on Friday. And so we'll wait and see about that. Y'all, let's see if this other one. Y'all, the last one. So, Moose P, I've got your card, but I'm going to wait till Friday to open it. Y'all, this last one's in a yellow envelope. And y'all, it is from that Peter G. That Peter G, not to be confused with Peter in the San Fran boy. That Daryl in the Novas knows well, and yes, Big Freddy, we got it. Move forward, who came to the listener meet and greet out there in the San Frans? But y'all, it's from that Peter G, and y'all, let's see what it is. Oh, y'all, there's an ass on it, Big Freddy, please. Y'all, it's a donkey, with big googly eyes, and it says, "Good day. How are you? You're looking mighty fine with those goo-goo googly eyes." Yes, Big Fatty, is his name Bonnie? Bonnie Google? And oh, dig, I see. And y'all, it says, "Thought a card with a nice ass on the front would make you feel better." Big Fatty, you ruined the joke before you even opened the card. And it says, "Big Fatty, so sorry you're not feeling well. I want you to know how much you mean to many of us glovies. Please feel better soon so you can be at your best on your little show. Love that, Peter G." And y'all inside, well, Peter G, thank you. Y'all inside, there is a set for life. Y'all, it's a $5 scratch off. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. And y'all, but I'm not gonna scratch it today. Because that no, Big Freddy. Y'all, it's how do we do it? Y'all, you match your numbers with any of the winning numbers, and if you uncover a money bag, you automatically win the prize. If you get a star, you automatically win 10 times that prize. And if you get life symbol, you automatically get $100,000 a year for 20 years. Big Freddy, that's longer than your life. So, anyway, Peter G, that is awfully sweet of you, and I will be doing the scratch off a little later in the week here, and that's just so sweet of you to take the time. Oh, dear Gussie, to take the time to send Big Fatty a card and to have those nice things to say in there. And Hat M, despite the kitty cats, I appreciate the crema card in March also. So anyway, y'all, I heard on the Little Aussie Battler that Scotty, our Little Aussie Battler, y'all, he has completed his requirements for graduation from the university, y'all. So y'all, we want to send out our congratulations to the Little Aussie Battler. And y'all, it's too bad he couldn't be a doctor. Because you know, maybe he could help Adam with his problem.
So I'm just like, you know what? I've already shoveled poop.
Yes, Big Freddy, he could be a proctologist. They shovel poop.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.